Genesis chapter 14. Abram saved Lot. Verse 1. In that country there were two groups of kings. In the first group there were four kings, and they worked together. And there were five kings in the second group, and they worked together. Every king had their own army of fighting men. King Chedorlaomer was the boss over all the kings in both groups, and he lived in a place called Elam. Here are the names of the other three kings in the first group and where they lived: King Amraphel of Babylonia, King Arioch of Elasa, and King Tidal of Goyim. Here is a list of the second group of kings and where they lived: King Bera of Sodom, King Birsha of Gomorrah, King Shinab of Admah, King Shemeba of Zeboim, and the king of Bela. Zoar is the other name for Bela. King Chedorlaomer was the boss over all the kings for 12 years. Then, at the end of the 12 years, the group of five kings turned against King Chedorlaomer. King Chedorlaomer and the other three kings in his group got really upset about that, and a year later they went down to fight the group of five kings. On the way, they stopped to fight with some other people groups. This is a list of those people and where they lived: the Rephaites in Ashtaroth Karnaim, the Zuzites in Ham, the Emites in Shaveh Kiriathaim, and the Hurites in the hill country of Edom. King Chedorlaomer's men went on fighting those people all the way to a place called El Paran, near the dry country. King Chedorlaomer and his group were the winners over all these people, and they went back to the town of En Mishpat. The other name for that town was Kadesh. They took all the land that belonged to the Amalekite people, and then they had a fight with the Amorite people who were living in Hazanon Tamar. King Chedorlaomer and his group were the winners. When all those fights were finished, they marched to the Dead Sea that is in the plain country called the Valley of Siddim. The armies of the five kings that had turned away from King Chedorlaomer were waiting for him and the other three kings and their armies. Both group of armies lined up and faced each other, ready to fight. It was four kings and their armies against five kings and their armies. Chedorlaomer and his group of three kings were the winners over the five kings and their armies. In that plain country called the Valley of Siddim, there were a lot of holes in the ground full of sticky black stuff called tar. When the fight was finished, the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah and their armies ran away. Some of the men fell into those tar pits, and the rest of the men ran away up into the hills. King Chedorlaomer and his soldiers went to Sodom and Gomorrah and grabbed all the people that lived there. Chedorlaomer's men took everything the people owned, even their food, and then they started to go back to their own country. Lot and his family were living in Sodom at that time, and so the soldiers grabbed them too and took all their things. Abram saved Lot and everything that was stolen. Genesis chapter 14, verse 13. A man got away from the fight and ran to tell Abram what had happened to Lot. At that time, Abram was living near the great trees that belonged to a man named Mamre. Abram, the Hebrew man, was good friends with Mamre and his two brothers named Eshcol and Anah. They belonged to a group of people named Amorites. Abram, Mamre, and his brothers were from different tribes, but they had promised to look after each other. Abram had 318 fighting men in his camp. These men had lived with Abram all their lives. So Abram and his men joined up with the three Amorite brothers and their fighting men. Together, they chase King Chedorlaomer and the three other kings all the way north to a place called Dan. That night, Abram split up all the men with him into groups to fight King Chedorlaomer and the other three kings. Abram and all his men won that fight, and they chased the kings and their men all the way to a place called Hobah, that is north of a town called Damascus. So Abram saved Lot, and he saved the women and all the other people that had been taken from Sodom and Gomorrah. Abram took back all the things the kings had stolen from Lot, and all the things that were stolen from the people that lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. Abram met Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. Abram and all his fighting men started to go back home after they beat Chedorlaomer and the other kings. The king of Sodom went out to meet them when they got to the valley of Sheba, the low country between the hills. That low country was called the King's Valley. In that country there was a man named Melchizedek, who was the king of a town called Salem. And he was the people's ceremony man for the one true God. And like the king of Sodom, Melchizedek went out to meet Abram. Melchizedek gave Abram and all the fighting men some bread and wine, and he blessed Abram. This is the way Melchizedek blessed Abram. Melchizedek prayed and said, "God, you are more powerful than any other God. You are the one who made heaven and earth. And I ask you to do good things for Abram and to make him strong. God, I want to thank you and tell everyone how great you are. You are the one who helped Abram to be the winner over his enemies." When Melchizedek finished saying this, Abram got all the things that the kings had stolen from the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and split them up into 10 heaps. He gave one of those heaps to Melchizedek. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "I only want my people back. You can keep everything else." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I tell you and I make a strong promise to God, the God who made heaven and the earth, I will not take anything that belongs to you. I will not even take a piece of string or a shoelace that belongs to you. You see, I do not want you to say to anybody, 'I made Abram rich, I gave him everything.' The only thing my men and I will keep is the food we ate. Listen to me, king of Sodom. I did not save your people and your things by myself. These Amorite men named Anah, Eshcol, and Mamre helped me, and so you can give them their share of the things we took back from the four kings."